Hello, welcome to the Girl and Duck podcast. I'm Jen Storer, acclaimed children's book author and chief inspirationalist. That's not a term I made up. At girlandduck.com, creative writing, creative life. At Girl and Duck, I take you on a journey from exploring the art of kidlit creation right through to mastering the art of kidlit creation. To find out more about the courses and products that I offer, pop over to the website. You're bound to find inspiration and support and something to absolutely love over there. That's www.girlandduck.com. But in the meantime, stick around because we've got lots to talk about. You know how some people can just open their mouths and talk and stuff comes out that's sort of coherent and interesting? And those sorts of people are really well suited to podcasts. And I've been thinking about my podcast, and one of the reasons that I tend to, or have in 2022 tended to ghost my podcast, is that I am not one of those people. I am not one of those people who can just open their mouths and say all the things that are in their head. And I used to berate myself for that, but now I realize that I am a writer. And like a lot of writers, I actually don't know what I think until I start writing it down. It's the strangest thing. And it can be really a big thing. You know, like I remember when I was at uni, I never really knew what my opinion was about a certain topic until I had to write an essay on it. And writing for me is working that out. It's getting all the scrambled contradictory thoughts that are rolling around in my brain, getting them out and down onto paper and then constructing them into something coherent that makes sense. Speaking extemporaneously off the top of my head is not my greatest strength. And again, this is why, one of the reasons why I hold off with podcasting. But by the same token, when I first started the podcast, I actually printed out some blog posts and just read them out because I felt safer doing that. You know, I'd already thought through this topic, and so it seemed like it was more articulate and would be more helpful to the listeners. And so I started by just reading stuff out, and that didn't work very well because it sounds sort of rehearsed and weird, and it's not really me talking to you. So, but it was a good icebreaker. And again, this is the sort of thing that I'm always preaching and talking about with creative people, is just get in there and do the stuff. Progress, not perfection. So what if the first few attempts don't work that well? Doesn't matter. This is not brain surgery. We're just all learning stuff. We're all, everything is an experiment when it comes to this kind of thing, when it comes to social media, when it comes to our creativity, our drawing, our creative writing, our painting, our art and music, all these things, they all have to have a wonky experimental time, which can go on forever. In fact, if you're not experimenting, then you're not pushing boundaries and then you're not growing as a creative, are you? So that's the first thing that I really wanted to say to you today, is that, you know, I'm not really great at talking off the top of my head. The other thing I wanted to share with you was this. I sent a newsletter this week about, and it was all about purpose, because, you know, it's the end of the year and we're thinking about our purpose, or some of us might be thinking about our purpose. And I told this story about how, you know, I was tooling around on the internet and I stumbled across a quote from someone called Dr. Beatrice Berry, who I later found out is super, super cool. So you should check her out. But she had a quote that said, "When you walk with purpose, you collide with destiny." And I absolutely loved that quote. And I raced off and made an Instagram duva of it, you know, Instagram graphic, and popped it on Instagram. And then, you know, my brain started to run off with this idea of purpose, which is something that for years and years and years has plagued me. and did plague me. And so I told the story around that, and the newsletter and then the subsequent blog post, I copied and pasted the newsletter into a blog post so that more people could read it. It took off, and I had so many responses and, you know, private emails and DMs and stuff from people. It really, really struck a chord, this whole idea of a purpose and, you know, my reflections on that. What I shared in that newsletter was how I had been plagued by the idea that we have a purpose and it's our job to find what that purpose is. I had really fallen for what I think is a trap. It's a trap to think that we all have a purpose and the only thing that we have to do is find it, because it suggests that it exists, you know, it exists out there, and it also puts the blame on us if we don't find our purpose. And it makes it seem, it's such a grave sort of exercise, a grave quest to have to find your purpose. You know, it's very serious. And I had bought into that, and, you know, as a younger woman, and just really, really could not land on anything that felt like my life purpose. Just such a grand quest. Then In 2006, I know it was 2006 because I Googled it. So 2006 was when The Secret came out. Now, I know a lot of people think that's a ridiculous movie, but there were some really, really cool things in there and stuff that really was life-changing for me that I saw in there, and people who spoke on there that I then followed up on and read their books and stuff. And so it was really, I found The Secret to be, you know, it was like creative visualization or manifestation 101. You know, I think a lot of people took it too literally, and it was very easy to criticize and tear down. But the essence of a lot of what they were saying in that film was actually really true, the law of attraction, and held a lot of a lot of basic truths that can really help people and help them achieve their goals and improve their lives. So while I'm not a huge champion of The Secret per se, I did find it really, really inspiring at that time. Anyway, on that, they had Neil Donald Walsh, who I had read his Conversations with God books at the time when they came out and really enjoyed them. And they had him on there, and he was talking about purpose. And I always remember, it's such a clear memory. I was actually standing in front of the television as he spoke. And he said, "There is no blackboard in the sky. There is no blackboard in the sky with a line that says, you know, fill in your name here, Neil Donald Walsh, born such and such a date. Your purpose is blah, blah, blah. That blackboard does not exist. Your purpose is what you make it. Your purpose is what you make it." And that just landed so hard with me that I cried. It was such a massive relief. I had never looked at it from that angle. It had never occurred to me that I could claim a purpose for myself, that I could create a purpose for myself. I had fallen hook, line, and sinker for this idea that the purpose existed prior to me, you know? It's really weird when you think about it. But I'm sure lots and lots of people have fallen for that, into that trap of thinking that it's a preordained thing. And then that gets confirmed by, you know, lots of articles that you see about out there from people who are super successful claiming that, you know, from, you know, when they stepped out of the cradle, they knew their purpose was to be a great maestro, you know, or to carve statues out of ivory or something like that. Whereas most of us are like muddling around, you know, pretty clueless about what it is we're supposed to be doing and what will ultimately be of value to everybody else, but to ourselves as well. So this idea of making your purpose what you want it to be was very liberating for me. Now, further to that, as time went by, I also came across this idea that a purpose doesn't have to be for life, because life is change. We change constantly. Our circumstances change constantly. What we want changes constantly. Who we are, how we a turn up in the world changes constantly. And so that suggests that our purpose changes too. And so this idea that a purpose can be for a season of life, rather than a life, was another really liberating piece in the purpose puzzle that I discovered. And I loved that idea, particularly, you know, when you are, if you are a young mother or a mother of young children, your purpose at that point might be completely different to that of a postmenopausal woman or a woman who's got teenage kids. You know, your purpose, your season of life is changing, and therefore your purpose within that season of life will change as well. That's just one simple example, and of course an example drawn from my own life. But you will have different seasons in your life, and you will be able to identify them. And it helps you when you recognize that this is a season of your life, then it helps you to come to terms with it. You know, if it's a challenging season in your life, if it's not exactly where you want to be right now, but you can recognize it as a season and therefore a cycle and something that will evolve and change, and then you can, it's more likely that you can relax into that season of your life and not be resentful of the energies that you need to give to that season of your life. If it's the season of building your career, you know, if it's the season of not being recognized yet, that's all okay, because it's all part of the journey. And then we think about what might be my purpose within this season. So that was another really helpful little part in the purpose puzzle that I discovered. The other thing that I discovered around purpose, which I didn't write in the newsletter, was this idea of your purpose does not have to be your passion. Now, that was a revelation for me too, because I thought purpose and passion went hand in hand. But they don't necessarily go hand in hand. Your passion can be something other than your purpose. Sure, your purpose is something that motivates, inspires, and energizes you, but it doesn't need to be the be-all and end-all of your life. It doesn't need to be your passion. So your passion could be something that really isn't your purpose. It could be something that you just simply enjoy and relish on the side of the more, I want to say more meaningful drive of your purpose. I don't know whether I'm happy with that yet. I haven't written about this yet. You see, I haven't worked it out. But there is something about a purpose being more outward driven, perhaps more about your impact on those around you and people around you, rather than simply a passion that you develop and perhaps indulge. So, you know, your passion might be mixed media. I have to speak from that perspective of, you know, the creative perspective. It might be mixed media, but mixed media might not be your purpose. You know, your purpose might be something like I mentioned in my newsletter, how I see my purpose now as to guide and inspire and educate and along the way entertain, which is sort of something that Beatrice Berry was talking about. Whereas earlier in my creative writing career, I saw my purpose much more as being a children's author. You know, this was my purpose. I was here to write all these books for kids and to show kids, entertain kids and inspire kids and show them that there's more out there in the world, so that they could experience the liberating effects of reading fiction the way I did when I was an isolated rural child, you know, not knowing what was basically what was beyond the wire fence around the sheep paddock, you know. It was through books and through accessing other people's imaginations via books that the world started to open up for me. And I found, you know, to be able to bring that to the table was an inspiring purpose for a while, for a season of my life. And now I've moved on from that. I'm an older woman. I'm postmenopausal. My kids have grown up. I have loads and loads of experience in other areas. And so the calling to me to be more of a guide and a mentor and to do, you know, to study life coaching and to work with, particularly with women who are in transitional phases in their lives, that feels more aligned with the season of my life and with my purpose. But on the side, my passion is still mixed media and fiddling about, drawing and learning different art techniques. And that's still a great passion for me, but I don't see it as my purpose. So this is just something to think about as we go into a new year. Think about what our purpose versus our passion. Let ourselves off the hook if we haven't found our purpose yet. Understand that life is seasonal, it's cyclical, and sometimes the cycle that we're in is more muddied and confusing than other times. And that's okay. That's just the privilege of being alive, isn't it? You know, is having these challenges around us and these things to play with and deal with and think about and experiment with. Again, whatever season that you're in your life, I think one of the main things is to remain curious, because when we're curious about our life, about what's going on around us, we are still engaged. And when we are still engaged, we continue to expand. And that's what being alive is. It's about growth and expansion. We never arrive at a place where we're done. We never arrive at that place. There is always more. There's always more to do. There's always more to experience and think about and experiment with and explore. The world is an immense and bottomless library. And we're just so privileged to be in this library. So that's my muddled thoughts as they are for today. I would like to write to myself a little bit more, perhaps journal more about these things and get more clear on what it is I actually think around these things. But I did want to share this with you today and make a pledge to turn up more regularly next year for the podcast and let myself off the hook. Okay, you know, again, speaking off the top of my head is not one of my strengths, but I do enjoy talking to you and I do enjoy sharing my thoughts such as they are. And I do think it's a helpful exercise for me as well, because as I was saying to himself this morning, I've discovered that no matter what, the things that we fear, the best way around confronting that fear and dealing with that fear is just to actually do the thing that you fear. You know, you can do all these exercises and all these rituals and all these processes to help you with fear, but actually jumping in and dealing with it seems to me to be one of the most effective ways of coming to terms with our fears. And if not conquering them, just learning to live with them and accept them and embrace them. So they're my thoughts for the end of 2022 and the beginning of a brand new year in 2023. Thanks for hanging out with me today. If you want more ducky goodness, pop over to the website www.girlandduck.com. Or you can find me on Instagram at Jen E. Storer, J-E-N-E-S-T-O-R-E-R. Bye for now.